the WEOL morning show.
Slam style.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to give me something like that. We are joined this morning by Julie Marchand, who is with the Adult Services at the main branch of the Lorain Public Library. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you're in here because there is a the third annual Poetry Slam and Open Mic Readings next Thursday at the main branch at 7 o'clock. And I always look at Poetry Slam. To me, it's kind of like one of those oxymorons in a sense, because poetry seems sort of delicate. It seems light. It seems something. And slam has this sort of, you know, sudden impact to it.
Well, it's definitely very impactful poetry. If you listen to a good slam poet, they write about topics that are trying to make a statement right at society, like, you know, this is wrong, or why does it have to be like this? And there's usually a rhythm to it, kind of a hip-hop style of poetry. It's been around for a long time and has gained a lot of popularity over the years. So, and the competitiveness just makes it a lot of fun, because I select people from the audiences to judge the poets. So
there's competition.
There's the performance part of it. So this is poetry that actually probably works, I would say, works better as the performance as opposed to being on a written page, in a sense.
Reading it isn't the same. Okay. You should go to YouTube and watch a lot of slam poets just to see their videos, because it's the performance style is what really makes it, too. I mean, aside from what they're saying and the words they use to describe what they're going through, they like to mix it up, and there's some amazing poets out there.
Right in the Northeast Ohio area, locally?
Oh, yes. Here? Tons of writing groups in the area.
So talk a little bit about this event. What goes on at the Poetry Slam and Open Mic Reading?
Well, I'm asking people to pre-register just to come to event, even if they don't want to participate in the Poetry Slam, because I will have a separate sign-in sheet in the computer in the meeting room for people to sign up if they did want to compete in the Poetry Slam. And then I randomly twist people's arms to be judges from the audience.
The poets themselves, their presentations, do they have to be G-rated, PG? How would you describe it?
We don't censor them, actually. A lot of times they censor themselves. They're very, very respectful. Any of the open mic events I've gone to in the area, the people are just, you know, they're there to listen to what other people say, or maybe somebody says something that you wouldn't have thought about it in that way before. And just their take on it, I'm like, okay, now I can see this from another person's angle. And people are just overwhelmingly supportive of each other. I know some people are very shy and nervous. That's why I have the open mic and the Poetry Slam together. So I'm like, you don't have to participate. You could come there and just read your work and have everybody listen and not be judged if you're nervous about that.
Is all the poetry that they are slamming, if I want to use that term, pre-created? Is anybody who's sort of doing extemporaneous? Is it something, you know, how do you look at that?
They mostly write it in advance.
Okay.
And I think there's very few that could just come up with one like that. But then again, if they're working with a certain rhythm and that almost musical style, you can, if they use that same rhythm, they can probably pull words.
Now, the other part of the event, well, you have the title Poetry Slam and Open Mic Readings. I guess there's maybe a slight difference too. Someone who's doing just a reading of sorts, right?
Yes, they'll be there to do a reading too. The Poetry Slam is limited to like three minutes and 10 seconds, and the open mic part, I usually get people to do one or two pieces at a time.
You want to know about why?
You know where I'm going with this.
Okay,
why is it 3 minutes and 10 seconds?
I saw it in the rules somewhere online, and I was just like, you know, I just kept it.
There's no rules to a poetry slam. I don't understand this.
Wow, 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
It goes by fast.
But
I'm sure it does.
You know, back in the recording industry days, that's probably the record length. You know, 3 minutes 10 seconds. Longer than that, you got to edit it out. And I guess that is part of something like this. As you mentioned, editing is important for them when they're putting something like this together and being able to do this. This is your third year that it's going to take place. Obviously, this is sort of anticipated. People probably have been to it before. Can you share with us anything from past slams that kind of impressed you, or things that you thought were, wow, this is really a great, I'm glad I got this event going on?
Oh, the first year I had one, there was a tie between the first place spot between these two women. Both of the poems they had were amazing, and they were prepared with another piece to go at it again. So
a tiebreaker of sorts.
We had to have a tiebreaker. The first year I had one, it was just, wow, it was amazing.
What are you
doing? Darn it, I wish we had the ability to record it so we could have put it on the library's website and say, look at this. It was...
Sure.
This is what some of our patrons do.
Well, to see, because as you mentioned, because it is sort of performance, it's not something you can read, so you can't have a script of it or something. You have to sort of see it and feel it to understand it, which is a good reason why people should show up next Thursday.
Yes.
At that. What are the topics? Do you remember any of the topics, or what are usually topics of
a lot of family, and unfortunately, some people are dealing with broken homes or addiction, so they're trying to deal with those issues in their families and. Just the effect it has on everything else. There's the person with the addiction, but then, there's grandchildren that aren't getting known by that person and things like that. It's, there's things like that, just the way society is, or how some people feel like they're getting held back, or maybe they shouldn't be held back. They're trying to make their own way and make the world the way they want it to be.
There's a lot of emotion and a lot of personal,
very emotional
kind of stories in those things. I know that before we went on, Craig, I cleared it. You did, Julie, bring something with us that you might want to share, just to give us maybe a little taste or a sense of something.
Sure.
You want to go ahead?
Okay. Now this is my first attempt at writing a slam poem because I'm still learning how to try to get the rhythm into it, but. Working at a public library in the computer lab most of the time, there's a lot of people that have been looking for work for years. So this poem is dedicated to them, a mashup of so many people's stories. It's called Job Seeker's Lament. Apparently, for the good of the ether, I keep filling out job applications and updating profiles online. These electronic shadows keep passing over your screen for your amusement and ultimate deletion at your will. My only hope after so many job fairs, where hundreds of people want a chance at one of 40 jobs, is a chance to achieve my dreams. You may even throw me into a room with 14 other people for a group interview if you think you want to hear from me at all. You have 2 minutes to tell me why you are a great candidate for this position. Go! Have we come to this? Has this technology that has made our lives so much easier caused us to not see the people behind the flickering words? I apply for more jobs online. Update my user profiles, stand in long lines, and try to stand out from the other hopefuls during group interviews. Any interview. Will I get an interview? I simply don't type fast enough for some of you. Is anyone really hiring out there? Or are we just all going through the motions pretending that everything is better now to keep the economic numbers from looking so grim? I hold on to hope, looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Am I even in the tunnel? You hold the key. You have the power. You alone can change my world. I'm just a blip on your screen. Thank you for applying. Delete. Escape.
Yeah.
See, very emotional.
Very much.
I know people who apply for jobs online, and 2 days later, they get rejected, perhaps because they didn't have a key word in that online resume.
Oh, my husband's got rejection letters, like as soon as he finishes the application, that was already the thank you for applying letter. And it's just like, does anybody even look at this? Why are we even bothering with any of it? It's so frustrating for so many people.
And that's obviously the sense that obviously from that the poem that you put together, the reading. Is there any humor in any of these things a lot of times? What kind of a response if someone's coming to there? Are they glued? What's the protocol for some, audience member or something like that?
There is humor. Some of them are actually funny too. A lot of times they deal with a lot of heavier societal issues, but sometimes they throw in these different jargon or slang or put another spin on it, and they do make you laugh sometimes.
Little puns or twist of phrases or
exactly.
Things like that. How is the judging done, and who does the judging for this?
I select random people from the audience because a lot of the writers will bring people with them. So I deliberately mix up the groups of people. So that way if she's participating in the poetry slam, I'm not going to pick the other 4 people in a group to be judges. I always pick out 5 judges, and I mix it up for every round of the poetry slam I do. And then I'll have a show off between the top people in the round.
Okay. And again, this is coming up Thursday at 7 o'clock at the main branch of the Lorain Public Library System. How long does this go on? It starts at 7 o'clock, but usually...
Well, the end time says 8 o'clock, but we kind of go for as long as we need to. As long as we're out of the building by 8:30 when the library yes. closes, we're good. So.
Three minutes and 10 seconds plus 3 minutes and 10 seconds plus 3 minutes and 10 seconds. You eventually...
Now, do you have a stopwatch?
I do. I use my...
There you go.
I use my phone for the stopwatch. Okay. That way, if people do come... For sometimes at the open mic part, I have some people that come with short stories, so it's better to limit the excerpts. And they know that in advance. So, like, okay, if you're going to read from that piece, maybe, you know, pick out a section that would work. So that way nobody dominates the time. You got to keep everything moving.
We're about a week away. Any idea of how many people have signed up, or how many do you expect, or are poets like last minute folks? Oh, I gotta get in.
Mostly they're last minute okay. folks. So I'm trying to get the word out there. I have a few people signed up so far, and people always bring people with them. So it's like, oh, geez, I only have six people, right. But then you'll have a room packed with people because they.
There's the weekend of convincing. You could do it. You should do it. Go on.
Oh,
it'll
yes.
be fun. Take a part of it. No, I don't want to do it.
It's National Poetry Month. You know, people are thinking about it. So.
Right. Because as any kind of artistic endeavor, you're kind of opening your soul. You're taking something that you feel personal about, sharing it with other people, and trying to wait for a response. And that's kind of the part to see, you know, will they like it? Will it be something accepted? Did it sound as good as it felt when I was putting it together? It's all part
yeah.
of that process.
It was so strange when I started going to spoken word events because it's you out there. It's very nerve-wracking, but, you know, everybody brings something so different to the table. Nobody grew up the same way, and that's the beautiful thing of it is you get to tell your stories. You get to tell your impressions of life, and there's a huge support network out there. There's groups and events that take place all over Northeast Ohio.
Well, I'm sure even at this Poetry Slam, you'll be able to hook up with other people or find out about, as you mentioned, writers' groups that take place. And kind of for people who are new or maybe have done this sort of on their own, they can cultivate with other folks who have been through something like it.
Important thing is don't be shy. Just come. If you have something to share, if you have something you really want to say, you should come out.
Oh, so I can't like stand at the microphone with my back to everybody and just do it? And you know, that's the way it starts, I guess. But
again, I do have a podium that people can stand behind if they feel the need for that. Some people, you know, yeah. But other people, they'll just be right. in the middle of the room and go at it. So.
Right. You don't want to feel naked out there,
right?
Or something like that too. Even though, by the way, Craig, they're not doing the nude version of Hair over at the Stocker Center.
Oh, really?
Just thought we had Brian Jones on earlier. They're doing Hair, and they have different versions that they have, I believe, and that's what he stated during our interview with. Again, if the people want to sign up for the third annual Poetry Slam going on next Thursday at the main library, how's the best way for them to get in touch with you or get on the list?
Well, they can call the library at 440-244-1192, extension 450, or they can register online at our website at www.lorainepubliclibrary.org.
Sounds good. Julie Marchand, thanks for stopping up this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.